listening to The Bob Dean Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen out there in podcast land. It's me, Bob Dean.
And me.
Dennis Allen Olson. And we are here today, thanks to Sam Hassan, the director, owner, executor of LA Talk Radio, a fine place, and he's putting up with a lot because we are all behind today. And thank you all for tuning in. Everything's groovy in Los Angeles. The weather's perfect. My hair's falling out. My turkey neck's looking really exceptionally good. And Dennis is sitting on the stool behind me because it was just a shit show trying to get ourselves together. Nothing that our producer has done. Anyway, for those of you that know us the best, the lovely Kathy St. George, co-host, and Linda Schneider from last 2 weeks ago. Hi, ladies.
Hi, darling.
Hello.
How are you?
Compared to us.
They look like twins. They're so beautiful.
I know. They you can lose your mind when best friends are two of a kind. Hello, ladies, and welcome to the Bob Dean Show.
Yay.
Hey, we're here.
It's good to see you. And you know what? Thank you so much for all the hard work. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it may seem simple out there in podcast land. Well, it is simple because look at my backdrop. But Miss George and Miss Schneider have really put so much energy and everything into making sure that we're going to have the perfect show. And I appreciate that, ladies.
We wouldn't be here without Kathy St. George.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
The great one, the only.
Of course.
But you know what is so cool, though, is that Kathy, you know, we've never met you, Linda, in person. But Kathy just, she speaks so just like off the cuff, like that. We have known you forever as well. It's just the blessing of a really true friendship.
That's true. Very true. You know, I've known Kathy for more years than we want to talk about. Probably like more than 15, probably.
Yep.
Well, then you guys must have met when you were 14.
Well, I met her through a soup Nazi.
Yeah, Larry Thomas.
Yes.
That was a great episode.
I know.
It was a great episode when we're together.
And we had a lot of adventures along with Larry, let me tell you. Autograph shows, conventions, fun time.
He's such a groovy guy.
He is.
Well, listen, I want to thank you guys both and Dennis for our last show was 2 weeks ago. And we were talking about your upcoming movie and that sort of thing and everything, which we'll touch on as well. But today we're going to talk about Kathy St. George. Will you please explain to our audience what credentials Ms. Schneider has?
Okay.
Besides just being
not only is Linda an entrepreneur in many, many things, but she is also a scientist, a chemist, and has been to school and worked in a hospital when she was much younger. And she has come up with a beauty line, it's a skincare line, and it's amazing. I've been using it for 10 days, and the difference in my skin, I mean, I could see it in the last show 2 weeks. No, I've been using it for more than 2 weeks because I was using it in the last show.
Right.
And I could see a difference in my skin. I think you could even see it on film because, I mean, I wasn't puffy as much. Anyway, I want her to tell you about it and what the detail and what she put into it, because this is an amazing product. It's only sold in aesthetics offices or doctors because it is chemical, you know, it's she'll explain it because I don't know. You know me, I don't know that stuff.
Are you saying it's prescription only?
No, it's a clinical grade of skincare.
That's
you do not have to have a prescription to get it, but that means it's filled with more of the ingredients that actually do something for your skin than what you need to buy anyplace else. It's
not a hold that a little closer so we can see your label, Linda.
Sure. Is that close enough?
Turn it a little to there. Well, it's lovely.
Oops.
And the name is?
The name is Evie.
Evie, after your daughter?
After my granddaughter.
Granddaughter.
Yes.
Okay, so the Evie skin line. Can I start with asking this question? With your background and your smarts and everything, what made you think to yourself, as I'm sure that a lot of women or men do, that, you know, there has to be something that I can do to make a product that's going to help people. Okay.
Right. And then my entire line is based around hyaluronic acid. That is like the ingredient that is in all the products.
Mm-hmm.
That is an amazing ingredient that pulls moisture into your skin and plumps out your wrinkles, your fine lines, and just really makes them disappear. So every one of these six products have hyaluronic acid in it. And one of the six products is actually called Hyla Extreme. And that is 100% straight hyaluronic acid. And that's the basis for your skincare. The first thing that you put on after cleansing is the straight hyaluronic acid.
And that will be because when you, after you bathe or wash, your pores are open more. Is that a factor that helps, or is it just?
Well, you want to clean everything off your skin and have it prepped and ready, and nothing else is interfering with
it. And we have a cleanser for that.
Yes, we have a cleanser that also has the hyaluronic acid. All the products have Hyla in the name. Hyla Extreme being the one that's 100% hyaluronic acid.
Now, can I add one thing so you're not confused? Hyaluronic acid is not an acid based that right. actually peels. It is actually an ingredient that absorbs moisture from the air. It's a humectant. It actually pulls moisture from the air into
not
your skin.
Not just a pretty face.
Seriously, hey, listen, St. George, for real. You guys have been posting a bunch of fabulous pictures since you've been in Pittsburgh with Linda, but your new profile picture, honestly, and it's a glow. You have a glow, and you know me, I don't freaking throw around false flattery, but it shows. You look great.
And you're not even pregnant.
I feel such a difference in my skin. And I was on La Mer. I'm not trying to put down La Mer, but it cost a fortune. And it's one of the most expensive products out there. And I was using that. And now I use every single one of these products every day, every morning, every night. And I swear to you, I feel like a baby's a butt on my face.
You know, you both look fabulous. Linda, let me ask you this. How long, at what point did you start to get the idea and get your development into production?
I ended up in the very beginning finding a couple of straight hyaluronic acid products that I was just trying out and using for myself. And it was making a difference in my skin, but I felt that it could be better. And so I decided, let's just go for it. And I started doing my research to find a lab that could formulate it for me. And I'm so glad I did it back then, because I did it in 2014. And now the guidelines are even tougher to get something from point A to FDA approval.
Mm-hmm.
So I had these, I spoke with a local physician here, Dr. Joseph Goff, who is carrying the line here in Pittsburgh. And we talked about it. He was like, I want to start a beauty line with my practice. Can you work with me on this? And I said, absolutely. In fact, I already have a skincare line. I'm just not manufacturing it right now. So that was when we started with this again, and I love the line. I want to bring it back. Let's do it. So that's our first distributor here in Pittsburgh is Dr. Joseph Gott.
And I already have aesthetics salons and stuff in Los Angeles interested in carrying it, and it will go nationwide. So.
Yes. We have our website. Our website is up. It's iloveevie.com. And you can go there. You'll see that it's under construction. The cart to buy is not yet working, but you can call the phone number on the website, or you can email me or whatever if you're interested in the product. But we're working to get all of our website up and running. But
this is literally a baby. This is new.
Well, this is.
I had some of the stuff that she ordered ahead of time. That's why I was lucky.
Right. But the shipment just came in. Like it was delivered yesterday.
I mean, this good stuff, you guys.
So what you're saying too is that this would be the first internationally recognized discussion about the lovely Evie product.
It is
on the Bob Dean Show.
You're first on the Bob Dean Show.
So we love Evie.
We love Evie. That's really awesome. To have the foresight, energy to develop a product that you know is going to make people look good. Because there's so much stuff out there, you know? But like
there is.
Talking about hyaluronic acid.
Hyaluronic acid, yes.
Yeah.
You go out and you buy things and you think they're going to make a difference and you use them and then, you know, they end up in the skincare graveyard.
Exactly.
They don't work.
Ladies have like 40 different, respectfully, ladies, but it, you know, in the not even to mention in your damn handbag, all the crap that's in there. In your cabinets with you know, all the beauty products that are available for, okay, let's go. What about the, remember those BBs? And that was a big thing of 10 or 12 years back, the little plastic beads they put into.
Yeah.
And there was like, and I think it was the chick from that. She did all this 80s movies. The red Leah Thompson was doing commercials for some product that had BB, you know, like, oh, it's called BB. And then I read later that it was like a million little plastic things that was in the cream that ended up clogging up rivers and such.
Oh, wow.
Well, to that, except.
And all organic. That's the other beauty of this line is that it's safe for anyone.
It's approved, darling. It's approved.
It's approved, yes.
Now, the thing is, you can also order through her website, which mm-hmm. will be up. Like I said, this just literally came in this past week, and I was using the day cream and the night cream. Now I'm on all of it. And like I said, La Mer, I was a strict La Mer fan forever.
She was always.
Now, this is it. That's this me. Is what I use.
Now, so. Wait, La Mer obviously is a high-end.
Skincare. It's I bought jars
is it for France?
$1,000.
What?
I got a jar for $2,000.
What? Woo, what? So,
I stole it, but no, I'm kidding. But the only way I could afford it. It was invented by a chemist that was in a burn victim, and he made it on the stove. So you think if it's home cooked, it's good, but
Well, let me toss this in real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to call us at the LA Talk Radio Bob Dean Show, yay. Right. Our number is 323-203-0815. Thank you, Sam, our producer, for handling everything.
And I want to say we also have some special guests on, surprise guests.
I was just about to do that on my notes.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Bob. Please.
So I would love them to, you know, be able to come in. We'll be in the background like their conscience. But it's the psychic Vincent sisters, and they have been known to solve crimes. I want them to tell you all about it because they're lovely people. And they are already know some stuff about you two, too, that they told me yesterday. So
I
just want to know better, you know.
Okay. No, we're excited to hear. No, because in our discussion, when you and Linda and I were talking and Dennis was listening in about the sisters, it was very exciting because here's the first thing, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, Miss St. George and Dennis Olsen over here have been the backbone of the show because I'm just the big fat one with the ugly hat. The point being is that Kathy has brought in so, and as well as we have, but so many wonderful, interesting people.
Every time.
And that's what we were saying is that when you just mention Linda or the psychic sisters that we're going to meet, I'm just like, do it, girl, because you've never brought a dud into the show, honey.
I haven't brought a stud in either, though.
What about us? This Fidel Castro looking motherfucker.
So anyway, we're going to let them come in. We'll kind of linger in the background.
Suzanne and Jean Vincent.
Pardon? Suzanne and Jean Vincent, yes. I want to give them time to talk and tell you all about themselves. And they also love the product, so. Okay. I'm going to bring them in. And I'll be in the back and I'll introduce them. Now I'm like their conscience.
Okay. Suzanne is on the left, correct?
Where should I lean?
You should lean in a little.
I got it. Yeah, there you go. So see your little faces.
Dang. Baba boom. The four of you together.
And they work together. They're twins that don't fight. They solve crime. So I'll go ahead and let you guys talk. Ask some questions. I've given you information.
Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome. And I'll
put are y'all really twins? Sorry, ladies. But Kathy.
No, we are not twins.
No, I never said that.
We're not twins.
You said twins. Go ahead, please.
We're sisters, have the same parents. I'm 5.5 years older than my sister. And I have a sister between us, but we're not twins. But people like to say that all the time, that we're twins.
Fair enough. Now, you are Jean.
I'm Jean. Susan.
Okay, and Susanna's on our right. It is a pleasure, an absolute pleasure to meet you both.
Thank you.
So highly about you guys, and you know, and wherever friggin' Kathy St. George goes, the party is. Or when I say party, meaning interesting, wonderful people. And here's just two more. So it's a pleasure. Thank you for being on the Bob Dean Show.
Yeah. Thank you, Bob, for inviting us. Thank you.
We love Kathy St. George.
Yes.
Wonderful friend.
Kathy brings the power.
She's a kick in the. My best friend from my story, just really, really quick. My best friend from high school, like 40+ years ago, when I mentioned Kathy St. George was the co-host of my show, he was like, "Oh, Kathy St. George," and I'm like, "You remember her?" And he goes, "I had her poster, her centerfold over my bed when I was in the eighth grade, whatever." It was just there's no point in that story. Except Kathy St. George.
I think a million people had her posters.
She's like a big old ray of sunshine on an otherwise dismal day. Okay. And the people that she surrounds herself with, like you guys and like Linda, it's nice that we're new friends. So let's start talking about your psychic abilities because it's fascinating. Now, do you have family members that also share the same gift?
Yes, my mother was a spiritualist teacher and a Reiki master. Mm-hmm. So it's a family thing. Yeah,
it's in the family. My other sister has it. My grandmother had it. And we have an Irish, French, Canadian Irish background, with the Celtic energy. And so everybody, my daughters have it. My granddaughters have it. So I feel it's in the DNA. It can be learned also.
That's what Dennis just said. It's genetic. And because we have a psychic friend that Kathy knows, it's been on the show many times. Her name is Jennifer Diamond. And if you've never heard of her, I'm going to make sure that I connect you guys. And Jennifer was the victim of a horrible car accident at a young age, which resulted in a coma. And when she woke up, she has a gift.
That's the name of her book, Waking Up Psychic.
Waking Up Psychic. And the whole story with your family, it's a genetic thing that's passed down. Sort of like the show Medium, okay?
Yes, exactly, like the show Medium, yes.
Yeah, which is that it was is a friggin' marvelous program. So let's get questions. Like, when you were little kids, do you remember, did your mother or grandmother sit you down and say you might expect certain energies or things to, come into your mind? Or was it this one day something, you know, at whatever age, you know, 7, 12, 14, you realized that you had a completely different visual on something and then discussed it with your parents and grandparents?
Yes. When I was 7, one of my grandmothers had passed away. And during the night, about 3 days after she died, she appeared in my bedroom and she had a message for my grandparents and my parents. She was Irish and she was from Ireland and she had put away some money someplace and some savings bonds. And during this visit from spirit, she had showed me where this money was hidden at. And it turned out to be in the bottom of the Oak Hutch china cabinet over Sunday dinner. They're opening up the drawers and there it was. And my mother said, sounds like you got the gift that's been passed on. And she used to come and visit me all the time and give me messages like 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then my mom would have us and my sisters would sit around and would start to learn how to connect with spirit. We're also Catholic. And so we believe in the saints and angels and things like that. So at 10, she started bringing us to a spiritualist church. A spiritualist church is a religion where people are taught how to connect with their loved ones on the other side. And so Jean has her own experience with this also.
My mother being a spiritualist teacher, she would bring back the lessons and she would show us, like, you know, well, we're just going to, like, look at Mrs. O'Malley, what kind of vibe you get on her, and we could see the, you know, an energy or a color. And she would say, that's an aura. Or she would say, are you getting a feeling about, you know, Mr. O'Malley? Well, I'm kind of feeling as chest pains. So we have multiple gifts when it comes to the metaphysical world that she would train us in the Reiki healing and feeling the vibration on and around people. So an intuitive, a medical intuitive, we're great at healing and helping. Playing with the Ouija board too didn't help with my friends. So
playing with the Ouija board. Tell us what playing with the Ouija board. What brought a lot of negativity through your sight?
No, it just showed me that there was another dimension out there, because the people, my cousins that we were playing with, they would not dare move that little piece around, and it went flying. And it was kind of like jarring to kind of like, you know I didn't do it. I was probably like 6 or 7 and they didn't do it. And when I went to my mother and my aunts, they said, you know, there's a paranormal world out there, you need to beware. And then along with our house being haunted, you know, very early learning about energy and spirit, and everybody has the gift. I've had multiple paranormal experiences.
And my dad, he was very gifted. How we got into crime too is he had worked for the Chicago Police Department, and we used to listen to him in the kitchen with some of his friends talking about crime. And he always had that natural gut feeling about things, where my mother was very new age. She believed in, you know, doing the tarot cards, you know, grandma believed in the tea leaves, holding things, psychometry, like holding a watch or a ring and picking up things and, you know, reading people. Like,
what a fabulous couple they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I said, what a fabulous couple they are, or were, you know.
Oh, yes.
To be so wonderful and different. But please continue. Yeah.
She was teaching us remote viewing when I was 7 and 8 years old, the gift of looking for a missing person. At that time, there was a missing plane. And so I'm a natural remote viewer. And when it comes to crime, we can see the victim or we can see the perpetrator and the four coordinates to help find the missing person or the body or whatever detectives ask us to do. We volunteer our time and we are referred out detective to detective. So remote viewing and with the other feeling and sensing, we can get and profile what the person died from or what the person looked like.
So we will douse a map and we'll get a sensation of remote view. I mean, there is many things that we have volunteered for 35 years. All the cases that you've seen us on with people who are missing, a homicide, we volunteer on. In the early days, we helped with the Audie Murphy missing plane. Later on, you know, that was when we were living in Illinois with my parents. There's other big cases that we were on, the Richard Speck case. And then here in Pennsylvania, you know, locally, we were on A&E for the John Yelnick murder because we were given detailed information about what happened to him. And that referral went to Christine Shetty, who was connected to Pittsburgh family. And it doesn't just happen in one reading or two. This could take months or sometimes years. And so what we did is with our mind's eye, we seen the suspect in our mind's eye, blue eyes, 6 foot, maybe spoke with an accent. He was a carpenter. And the police are the ones that solve it. We just give the clues when they run out of clues. And just
a
give
little
them
help, a little push.
Plus, it's really helpful to the families of the missing. You're really comforting them, and that's great.
Yes, very much so. And there's so many that we've helped. Probably like at least 30 or 40 locally. Mickey Scheller, we found him, also Shainer, and then just recently up there in Derry, Pennsylvania, Samantha Lang went missing, and they brought us in about 9 years ago for a cold case. And just about 6 weeks ago, the person that we had mentioned in the video, who we thought had something to do with it, his name was Charles, he was just arrested. So it's up to law enforcement to be able to figure out the clues and to be able to get a conviction.
Put the proof together. Show there that there is no reasonable doubt. And you give them the tools to do that, but it's up to the professionals of the police and detectives to make that work, to put your suggestions to work for them.
Yes, we are referred out detective to detective, and you have to be extremely detailed. When I do like a person of interest who may have killed somebody, I see people through movie stars. And the one person, the one cop killer, happened to look like Michael Rapaport to me. And he had all the features, the light hair, the light eyes, the demeanor. And I also seen South Florida. And these are some of the clues, very detailed, you give the law enforcement. They look it over. They have to investigate. They have to research. And then they come back and they want more information.
Well, the John Yelnick, it was Melissa Use. Her husband, unbeknownst to us, was a suspect. And so when we went to this Victorian tea party, she was there, and we brought in all this information about a 5'10", a person with reddish color hair, law enforcement, and she took it back to the DA, and the DA wanted to talk to us, and so and the police officers. And so we went through the crime scene. That was cleaned up, but we psychically had seen blood patterns on the walls and the floor, and we seen a size 10 shoe print. Psychically, that it was a size 10. We had picked up information that they could use about this particular person. He wasn't law enforcement. He did have red hair. He was 5'10". And what they did that day was they said that they thought her husband had something to do with it, but it turned out he didn't. And it turned out to be the state police officer was convicted, but it's up to law enforcement. I can't go in and interview anybody. I don't have access to any kind of forensics or anything like that. They have to go and say, okay, maybe I'll look outside the box, because officers are black and white, there's no gray. And that just said, hey, maybe I'll look at those Psychic Vincent sisters information. And that's exactly what happened. And and that's how come that we were definitely on the A&E. And another case, it was brought to us through family and law enforcement. A girl went missing. She was missing for 3 months. They were at a dead end. And she had connections to Pittsburgh. And we volunteered months and months away from our husbands, our family, and our kids to try to sometimes to go to the location and try to figure it out. And
if we're asked, we'll volunteer all the time. If I don't ambulance chase, if they say, hey, Gene, would you get a vibe on this? When law enforcement asks me to get a vibe on this, I go, first thing I say is I don't guarantee anything. I'll give it a shot. And this is our successes on giving it a shot. Law enforcement are amazing, but sometimes they need a different tool to help with finding the missing person or the perpetrator who's running amiss.
And we do, like, we're great at everything else. I mean, we're great at relationships. We read auras about finances.
Ghost hunting.
We're great about, anything to do with work. People have definitely crossed over, so we have the whole thing. But our special gift, in addition to those, is that we have the remote viewing and able to be able to pick up and identify. Everyone has intuition. Everyone's psychic. It's how you can interpret it. And I think that's my sister's gift. We can interpret what we're seeing and be able to pass that on to law enforcement. And we also love the ghost hunt. We do a lot of ghost hunting and stuff and picking up that kind of stuff.
Paranormal experts.
Anything paranormal experts.
We love it. And we've given many classes on the paranormal. And we've also, in the past, my mother taught us so many paranormal classes on to understand dimensions, energy, and what this is all about. So anything paranormal, we've experienced that, we know about it, and it just makes it the remote viewing, finding the missing people when asked. And we've been with people who have asked us to go to retrace the energy, and we have found that their child's body there, which we're not first responders, pretty heartbreaking, but several times it's happened in our area where, come on, let's get in the car, we'll rule this energy out, rule that energy out, and there was their son or daughter.
May I?
I don't know whether to be like yay or be boo-hoo, because both would qualify.
Yeah.
It's just marvelous that you can bring closure. It's unfortunate that these things are discovered by anybody, but it's also marvelous that you probably bring so many families peace.
Yeah, I was going to say bless you for helping, but it must be very satisfying to you to make a difference.
It is, but it's also very, very sad because, we've been around people who, where is my son? Where's my daughter? Yeah. And I would never, never want that to happen for anybody. The agonizing, no sleep, the pain. And the best we're doing is bringing a forensic or funeral to have closure. And so if it's a gift, then, you know, I believe very spiritually there's a higher power. And yes.
You know. And we do give closure. And sometimes when somebody's missing, you have to pretty much drop your life to be able to try to help them. Or mm-hmm. if there's a homicide. Now, I know you're out there in L.A., but there was a big case over here in Ohio. It was called the Rodin murder of 8 people. It was in Ohio here. Family of 8. Did you ever hear of it before?
It sticks in my head. I'm not
familiar. Well, they reached out right off the get-go. The family members reached out in the beginning, and they wanted to know what had happened. And everybody, law enforcement and everybody else, thought the cartels had something to do with it and all this other stuff that was, like, you know, drug related. And in the reading, Jeannie and I said we feel something to do with the family. There's something to do with in your family. And we described a young man, a very nice looking light haired young man in his 20s. And they had said, well, we know who you're describing, but he could not have had anything to do with it. So 4 years later, they arrested the daughter's boyfriend for killing all 8 family members in 3 different locations. And so that gave them such closure in the beginning. And here it is in the end. And so when people are so worried, you know, what's going on, it gave them some closure because they were afraid to sleep that the cartel, the drugs were looking for them. They're going to come and kill the rest of the family. And so
I can't imagine.
Yeah. So we do give closure and it makes us feel happy, but it makes us feel sad because every time we do a reading and help, that stays with us. So we we have to meditate and do our prayers to try to release that energy. And then sometimes the spirits have crossed over. They sometimes will come to us in dreams, or they'll come to us while we're driving in the car and stuff. So they kind of stay with us quite a bit.
Now, changing the spiral here completely, you guys are in Pittsburgh now.
Yes, Pittsburgh.
Okay. Now, are you from Pittsburgh originally?
No, we're from Chicago, but we've been here.
Now, you said that earlier. I beg your pardon. Okay, go ahead.
This is our home. We've been here 35 years.
Got it.
You know, my kids were all here and, you know, all that stuff.
I was raised in Florida and been here about 30-some years. Yeah, so.
I was telling Linda that, and Kathy, the last time, that my father was from Uniontown and my mom was from Brownsville.
Oh, I know Brownsville. Yeah. Yes, it has. It's noted for that haunted funeral home in Brownsville.
Listen, Brownsville was supposed to be the Pittsburgh on the Monongahela. It was
not in the dictionary.
You're so logical, but no, I spent my summers there, and my mother's family. They were just like the Waltons, 9 kids, small farm, made it through the Depression, and helped others. You know. But Serbian, so Greek Orthodox. So I know from Jewish guilt, close enough. But anyway, we spent our summers there. And Brownsville, and the last time I was in Brownsville, when I was a little kid, it's just like the story of so many little American towns. It was a thriving mecca, you know, it's teeny like Mayberry. And then after my mom passed, like some 20 years ago, I went back to visit some family that was still there. And the entire town, now I know it's making a comeback, but the entire town, there was the only thing that was open for business in Brownsville, Pennsylvania, was a Rexall drugstore. All the old banks, and there was a department store called Carts, which was like Swank, and my Aunt Dorothy had worked there. And it was just so sad to see, literally, there's the big banks with the marble and the roofs are falling in and all.
They closed all of them.
It was ghost town. It was the craziest thing. But I don't know. There's still that one drive-in between. I don't know if you guys. I don't know Route 40 possibly. It's the not the interstate, but there's a highway that goes between Brownsville and Uniontown that we would always take. And there's a drive-in theater that is still open for business, which I think is cool.
Give a call and number.
You know, and that's just my.
That's a nice town in its heyday, but I think it's making a comeback. Uniontown.
It is. Yeah, it is. You know, well, every place has to make a comeback because the world is so stinking overpopulated. There's got to be a place for people to go. That's just my theory.
Give them the call and number.
Yes, again, the call-in number is, come on, you guys, call in, 323-203-0815. Okay, well, we have to pay attention to the time. Oh, yeah, we have to wrap this up a little early because of my technical difficulties. So here's the deal, ladies. We have just started scratching the surface, and there's that glowing vampire in the background. Would you please come back and join us in 2 weeks? Would you be able to do that?
Yes, definitely.
Great. It'd be great because there's so much more to talk about and discuss. I want you to do me a favor.
For a whole show and talk,
What?
I thought it would be great to have them on for a whole show.
Yes, that's what you suggested before. And thank you, Kathy. You're the best. We miss you.
Let me know when the show's ending because I'd like to bring the camera down and show Linda's products again because...
Her what?
Her product.
Oh, you mean her skincare product.
Yeah, because they're all set up and we can't...
Secondly, this is the best.
That's what Kathy's going to show. Now I'm going to ask you guys real quick. I want you to do me a favor. Google Jennifer Diamond, and have Kathy send your info because I want you to meet her. She's totally cool. She she's in the group with other psychics and that sort of thing. And you guys will love her and she'll love you. So let's work on that.
We're looking forward to it.
Okay.
Definitely.
So thank you for joining us, ladies.
Can I just give you guys a little low look here of the products at least? I'm trying to do this. Yeah, this is the products. And we want to leave the email, obviously.
I was going to say, how can we find Linda's products?
Oh, yeah.
Website.
The website is iloveevie.com. And there's an 800 number as well.
What's the 800 number?
The number is 888-540-EVIE. So you can't forget that. The name of the product is EVIE, and the phone number ends in EVIE.
And we'll send you a photograph of the stuff so you can add it to your page.
And then also, Jeannie and I do psychic readings and stuff, so they can reach out to us at psychicvincentsisters.com.
They've done it for me.
And if people have cases they want to send us, we'll take a look.
They took me to a haunted mansion, and it was we saw orbs in the air everywhere.
Your website slower.
Psychicvincentsisters.com, SuzanneVincent.com. We have two websites, and it has all the information, and also our YouTube has all the shows that we were on, like the A&E, the Dateline.
I've got it straight for me. And that's it. There's so much more to your story that we're going to talk about in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Paranormal, we love it.
Everything paranormal.
Name it.
Maybelline says hi, too.
Yes, Maybelline says hi.
A quick story before Sam takes us off. Jennifer Diamond, our good friend, she's like, the first time we were friends for 6 years before I even knew that she was a psychic, and because she was a high end place in Beverly Hills, I 10 bar, she would come in on Thursdays with a group of friends. One day, this friend of mine goes, "Well, you know, Jen's a psychic," and I'm like, "No," and I look right at her and I go, "You mean you've been reading my pervy thoughts for 6 years?" And she goes, "That's why I love you."
Sweet.
But at any rate, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you for inviting us. Had a fantastic time. Dennis, too. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Maybelline.
Bye-bye.
Please come back
soon and tell your friends to watch The Bob Dean Show on LA Talk Radio.
Bye. Love you guys.
Thank you, Sam.
You're listening to The Bob Dean Show, only on LA Talk Radio.